How to deal with liars in your negotiations. When someone lies to you in a negotiation, it feels like a betrayal. It makes your blood boil, and the instinct? Call them out. Expose the lie. Slam the hammer down. That instinct will kill your deal. Because the moment you attack the liar, the truth goes deeper underground. So the question isn't, how do I flush out liars? The question is, how do I surface truth when deception is already in the room? The problem, why people lie in a negotiation. Here's the first thing you need to know. Most people don't lie because they're evil. They lie because they're scared. Scared of losing leverage, scared of looking weak, scared you'll say no if you knew the truth. And the fear of loss is the single biggest driver of human decision-making. Not the only driver, just the single biggest driver. So when someone lies, it's not about you. It's about the story they're telling themselves, about what they stand to lose. If you miss that, you'll miss your chance to bring the truth to the table. Now, what do most negotiators do? They jump straight to confrontation. You're lying! Or they play detective, grilling the other side with yes or no questions. Or they give ultimatums. If I find out you lied, the deal's dead. And every one of those responses drives the liar deeper into the bunker mentality. Because when you trigger defensiveness, you don't get honesty, you get resistance. So how do you deal with liars? With tactical empathy. You don't call out the lie directly. Call out the fear underneath the lie. Here's how. A label. It seems like there's something you're worried about losing here. Or a mirror. Repeat the last three words with curiosity. Not in the budget? You can use an accusation audit. You're probably afraid I'll walk if you tell me the truth. When you do this, you don't corner them. You open the door. You give them permission to surface what's really going on without shame. Here are three tools I've used, whether with terrorists, kidnappers, or CEOs, when I sense deception. Calibrated questions, number one. Instead of, are you lying to me? Ask, how am I supposed to make that work if that number isn't accurate? What happens if that turns out not to be true? These questions force the liar to think through consequences and often reveals cracks in their story. Number two technique, no-oriented questions. Liars fear commitment, so give them a safe way out. Would it be ridiculous to say there's more to the story? Is it a bad idea to walk me through what's really behind that number? When they can say no, they relax, and that's when the truth comes out. Number three, the that's right summary. If you sense dishonesty, summarize what you do know about their situation. So far, it sounds like you're under pressure from your boss to get this done fast. And the last thing you want is for this to fall apart. When they respond with that's right, you've got buy-in. Make extra sure you pause for at least 6 seconds after your summary. Don't ask any questions after your summary like, have I got that right? That's yes seeking. Or, what did I leave out? Don't ask any questions after the summary, just silence. And then pause for at least another count of six after the that's right to see if they want to add any more. Because liars don't agree to a summary unless it feels accurate. So how do you deal with liars in negotiations? You don't fight the lie. You drain the fear that fuels it. You use tactical empathy, calibrated questions, and no-oriented questions to surface the truth without burning the bridge. Because at the end of the day, the liar isn't your enemy. The fear is. If this hits home, do one thing for me. Check out the link in the description to work with my expert negotiators. And remember, the person across the table is never the problem. The unsolved issue is. Let's solve it together. Be a black swan.